You know, I kinda like being lost sheep. This feeling that you are so important for somebody that he risks everything to find you again, to prove you that you are important, that you are loved, that you are not the lost case. I like in the being the lost sheep. The moment when I am found again, when I see that God doesn't give up on me, that He never give up, that He sees more in me than I can or I will be able ever see. And even if He sees how many more times I will get lost, go astray, go on the lost ways, He will never give up on me. He will do his best to find me again. He will get tired. He will get dirty. But he will never give up. So it's something special being lost sheep. That even if you are lost sheep, even if you are the lost case, even there is no hope for you, you are still accepted and loved and cared by somebody very important, by somebody who made the universe, by somebody who designed everything, by somebody who is a God, and you are important for him. So, me as a lost sheep, send best regards to all of you who are lost sheep too. That we may find each other in the heavenly pastures, and that we may let our good shepherd take care of us and help us to find the right ways and come again and follow him. And with this experience of being loved and not rejected, that we may help him to find others and bring others to him. Lost sheep. Another question which raises in my mind is, if God show us once again how much he cares of us, then how do we treat others? How we look on those who are lost sheep? Do we follow him? Do we show the love and acceptance, compassion? Are we ready to do everything to help them find the right way back without proving them that they are wrong, that they are miserable, that they screw up again? How often our approach is totally different than the one which God offer us. How often we are the one who judge others. How often we are the one who proves that we are right and you are wrong. And there is nothing about that in the story about the lost sheep. God just follows the lost sheep and tries to find it. Never give up. He's patient. He's very compassionate. He doesn't force himself upon the lost sheep. He waits till the lost sheep really acknowledges that she is lost, and let him take him, let him take her, take it, and bring it back in the right way. And we, instead of that, try to force upon others our views, our rights, our truths, our beliefs. Like we are the only one who are right and everyone is wrong. Not exactly that way. Let us put aside our righteousness and try to be more compassionate. Try to understand others more. And maybe be more loving, more smiling, more sincere, more welcoming to others than we are now.